Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today marks 4 years since the pandemic saw California in lockdown.
It doesn't feel like 4 years ago.
March 19th, 2020, we were all forced to stay at home, and life completely changed after that. Because for the next couple of years, and even now, everything that happens between now and the pandemic seems like a time warp to me.
Yeah, I lose complete perspective. It doesn't feel like 4 years ago. I keep forgetting it's 2024. It is a weird sensation.
Well, and the pandemic put a lot of people in different situations, especially if you were in a relationship. So I think this is kind of interesting. Post-pandemic, we've seen now more weddings than before.
Are people getting married more?
Yeah, marriage rates are up from pandemic times, which I'm sure a lot of that has to do because people couldn't get married because we were in lockdown.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
But you also think back to when the pandemic was happening and how it affected relationships, because for some people, it was not good to be locked at home with the person you thought you loved because you saw a whole different side of them.
You learned a lot about each other. And I don't even know if it was realistic because you're not supposed to live like that locked down. But it gives you a fast perspective of who the person is, right?
Yeah. So looking back to the pandemic and when we went into lockdown, did it help or hurt your relationship?
I think it helped. I just remember I was in Denver. We're in a small place, so we were on top of each other. But we realized what we both liked and what we both didn't like. Mm-hmm. Whether it's sports, TV shows, cooking, food, which really helped the relationship. But then again, if you have an argument or you have a fight,
there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. That was the hardest thing, being in a small place. So it almost teaches you, you have to work it out or get something done. Otherwise, you can't just leave.
Well, I guess in that perspective, it's good for communication, right? Because you got to talk. Otherwise, you're at opposite ends of the house.
So I think it helped. I mean, we're still together. But what about you?
I think it definitely helped my husband and I because, yeah, we hadn't been in such close quarters like that. He was working from home. I was still coming to work. And that was probably the biggest argument we had because he's like, you don't understand. I'm locked in this house. You get out and get to go to work for a couple hours. I'm here 24/7 with the kids doing the remote learning. So I think we got a new appreciation for each other.
And it's helped you in the 4 years since?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he still continues to work from home now. So I'm a little more sympathetic about that and his time at home because I know what he's been through the last couple years.
If you can survive that, you can survive anything.
I said during the pandemic, I'm like, they always said going on vacation was the true test for your relationship. No, it's lockdown.
Exactly, which no one thought would happen, right? So it gave us a whole new perspective of life and living with someone.
So reflecting in these last 4 years, did the lockdown and the pandemic help or hurt your relationship? What side were you on? Call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Reflecting on the 4 years since we went into lockdown for the pandemic, you look back and you're like, how did we do it? Mm-hmm. How did we get through that? Living on top of each other, new relationships, old relationships, learning more about each other. But some relationships actually flourished living together in lockdown, like 909. I met the love of my life right in the middle of the pandemic. And I definitely think the pandemic made us more comfortable and together, spending time with each other, not going out to many places with other people, just quality private time. We're getting married in October this year.
Well, that's amazing. Congratulations to you, 909. On the flip side, the pandemic definitely hurt some people. Like this one from the 909 says, the lockdown hurt my parents' relationships. They ended up breaking up the day before my birthday and then telling me and my brother after Christmas Day.
All right, that's a horrible timeline of events.
And, you know, I think about it, and I think in addition to me understanding more what my husband does, it did make me appreciate him because we were together with it. Like, I couldn't imagine having to date or be single during that time because you were in your house by yourself, at least with my husband. Even if I didn't like him at the day, like that particular day, we still had that companionship that he was there.
Yeah, and you've got the trust, understanding. You've been with each other for a few years. What if you just met someone, you were really, really into them? Then the world, then it locks down. You can't see him again, right?
Oh, have you seen that Netflix documentary of the people who went on their first date and they traveled and they were stuck in a different country?
Oh, there's that.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic was crazy for relationships. 714 said, my 7-year relationship ended by June of 2020.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. So 2 months, 3 months into the pandemic, done after 7 years?
It definitely puts things into perspective. Did lockdown help or hurt your relationship? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. Morgan Wallen on K-Frog, just about a minute away from your chance to get qualified for Stagecoach tickets. You remember when lockdown happened? Stagecoach got canceled. Man, that broke a lot of hearts.
The world got canceled. The world got canceled. But did it bring your relationship closer together? That's what we want to know. 909, it certainly did. I just started dating someone, and we quarantined together the whole time.
Okay.
We really got to know each other during that time and enjoyed every day as a date night. Now we are married, have a 2-year-old, and another one on the way.
Made the most out of it. All right, Melissa and Menifee, did lockdown help or hurt your relationship?
So it helped a lot. My husband and I were engaged, and then we got married in 2020, like early on, just like a courthouse wedding. Then I went into early labor at 7 months.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. So my son was in the NICU for 6 weeks. We brought him home the day before the lockdown went into effect. So yes, we struggled a lot, but also we really grew as a couple, and we wouldn't have it any other way now.
Well, it's almost like you really needed that support for everything you were going through, and then to be in lockdown, it was meant to be.
Yes, it was insane.
That's absolutely fabulous. And you guys are all doing great today?
Yes, we're all good. My son is 4 years old now. He has special needs, but he is just the silliest, happiest little kiddo, and my husband and I, we're doing wonderful.
I love that. Happy stories are coming in now. Like the 714 says, I moved in with my now fiance a week before shutdown. He's an architect, I'm a teacher, so doing that all in a one-bedroom apartment was a lot.
Ooh.
But because of that, we worked new ways where we could work around each other and how to deal with problems a lot faster because we had nowhere to go.
See, they just made that sound easy. When in actual fact, it's not easy. It's very hard being in lockdown with someone when humans aren't meant to experience that. And I need my own time. And to never have your own time.
Oh, yeah, where you would have to go lock yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah, tough situation.
Are you still in there? Yes. Leave me alone.
I need 5 more minutes.
Luckily, we are able to get out and about, and Stagecoach is back.